us give heed to the reading of the Word of God as it's found in the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning with verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thus endeth the reading of the Word of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, we open our hearts to thee who hast opened thy heart to us. Forgive us our sins and renew us who have sinned against thee, and plant a right spirit within us. O Lord, we name to thee in the silence of our hearts those among us who today especially need thy loving care. Remind us that thou art the great physician who dost tend the bodies and souls of thy children. O Lord, speak thy word to us in this hour that we may truly receive it and live it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
I suppose if there's anything at the end of the term for which we have an existential feeling, it is that we are under great labor and we're heavy laden. I noticed especially, I've noticed since March the 1st, that my colleagues on the faculty have quickened their pace, even though for some of us that's beginning to become increasingly a heroic achievement. And in the last few days, some of us are very near to breathing threats and slaughter. And there is a sudden activity among students in the library that's a marvel to behold. And I also noticed the other day that two of my most dedicated scholars, one on the left and one on the right, were more in the land of Nod than in the land of the living. It's easy for us to think of heavy labor and heavy burdens at the end of the term. But I hope that this will remind us to think of the lesson before us in very, very serious terms at the end of the semester also. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. This invitation is directed by Jesus to devout people, to those who take their religion seriously. That means that Jesus knows that being good may be a burden and not a lift. It may be weight and not wings. Sometimes people do carry their religion, it does not carry them. So this word of Jesus is directed to those who are serious about God, but are bowed down and not lifted up by their relationship. Now, it is bad enough when life is a burden, but when our religion is a burden also, we need a voice calling to save us. More than that, this text is a word addressed to anyone for whom life itself is a drag. Life may be a burden because we have found no satisfying meaning in it, or because of interruptions or roadblocks or dead-end streets. All who labor and are heavy laden include all to whom there comes a longing for the meaning of life itself. Come, here is the grand invitation. Here is the challenge that comes from Christ. It's an invitation to every life that possesses a sense of need. It's a call to be the companion of Jesus. It's the same call that now sounds forth, that was heard first on the lake in Galilee. Come, follow me. I will give you rest. That means, I think, I will give you serenity, completion, satisfaction. I will give you the contentment that comes from genuine fulfillment. I will give you what you are now working for. I will make your spiritual dream come true. I will give true rest, the sense of the presence of God. How astounding. Come to me, and I will give you God's presence. How is that possible? Take my yoke upon you. This is the language of the fields. It is also the language of devotion. To come under the yoke is to submit to a master. But here the yoke is not submission to the law of Moses, but to the Son of God. It is the submission of discipleship. So Jesus calls all who sense the need of God to come to him. Boldly he declares that allegiance to him is the clue to the meaning of life. Yoke up your life with mine. Let me help you plow a straight furrow in the rough places of life. I remember reading years ago in Unamuno's great book, The Tragic Sense of Life, that we learn what real life is when we plow hard, stony ground together beneath a common yoke. Yoke up your life with mine. Commit yourself to me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The yoke of Jesus is easy because it's the way of salvation by faith alone. The yoke of Jesus is easy because he is meek and lowly of heart, never the stern censor of failures, but the kindly and humble redeemer of sins. He who teaches faith incarnates faith, because his meekness and humility mark his trust in God. The wonderful thing about Jesus is that he makes salvation by faith alone believable. Since the days he first called out, "Come, follow me," men and women have learned that bondage to him, plowing beneath his yoke, is easy because it is perfect freedom. It is perfect freedom because through it we may grow into the maturity of the sons and daughters of God in the relationships of faith and hope and love. Taking the yoke of Jesus means learning from Jesus. Learn from me. Only when we pass under the yoke do we learn from Jesus. Only in commitment do we find rest for our souls. There's a world of difference between looking at Jesus and looking to him. Learning from Jesus, we learn God and find rest for our souls. But learning from Jesus does not mean the end of labor, but the beginning of service. He gives us rest by giving us work. And the work he gives is carrying the cross. "Come, learn from me" is at the center of Matthew's gospel, and "go to the world" is at the end of it. His life in us and our life in his, that is the service that gives rest to us and to the world. Learning from Jesus means living out of Christ and living Christ out. It is that living, it is that serving that brings rest to our souls. Jesus offers us his yoke at the cross. Only there does he offer it. When that yoke is placed on our surrendered hearts, we begin to learn from him as friends learn from each other, and we need to remember that he called his disciples friends. We learn from him by living with him and for him. We learn from him that it takes a whole lifetime to learn from him. We learn that commitment and discipleship and discipline and growth, life under his yoke, must be ever renewed all our days upon the earth. Living with each other this term is drawing to its end. But our life in Christ draws nearer Christ, and in this we rejoice. Each day we live is a new summons to faith and service, an answer to the call of Jesus. Every day he calls us to come to him, and he comes to us. It is the joy of our coming to him every day that assures us that his promise comes true. We find rest for our souls. Come, take my yoke. Learn from me. You will find rest. God, our Father, who has blessed our coming in, bless our going forth, that we may truly do thy work in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.